Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is April the 16th, 2021. Well, yesterday morning I was listening to the briefing with Albert Mohler. Mohler was discussing the death of Bernie Madoff. Madoff was the originator of the largest Ponzi scheme in history. Madoff was sentenced to 150 years in prison because he cheated people out of billions of dollars. But he did so by gaining their trust. Their trusting of Madoff was a fateful decision. You know, many are taken in by a get-rich-quick scheme. Fads are abundant. People want to lose weight and get rich, applying the latest means, the latest fad, the latest thing to come along. Pyramids, Ponzi schemes, all kinds of different ways. So often these fads are just that, fads. It seems that there are few true, really quick fixes. It seems that the trusted and tried is always the best. Why are so many people taken in by these schemes? The schemers seem to prey on people's insecurities. They are able to speak into people's greed. They present a picture which seems too good to be true. And it almost always is. Why do people follow them? Their desire to be better or to have more blinds them to reality. They misplace their trust, and the schemer makes off with the follower's wealth. After thinking about these schemes of man, it seems important that we consider who we trust. Trust is the firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. It is important that we do a little investigation when thinking about who we will trust, who we will trust with our health and our wealth. So who do you trust? Who has proven themselves to be reliable? Who has shown themselves to be truthful? Who has ability and strength? You should think about these things. Who will you trust? Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thine own understanding." Biblical trust is to flee to for protection. We find so many places in the Psalms and the Proverbs where the writers are encouraging their readers to flee to God for protection. Why should we flee to God for protection? Is God reliable? Search the scriptures. Do we find any place where God did not keep his word? Do we find him always working toward the blessings of his people? Has God ever made a promise that he has not kept? This leads to truth. Has God been proven time and time again? Have all of his promises been yea, yea, and nay, nay? What about ability and strength? We can stop with one example. Who else has proven they have the power over death by being raised from the dead? How did God display his power? He caused the sun to stand still, and once he even made it move backwards. He caused bodies of water to dry up. He turned water into wine, and we could go on and on. The Bible is full of examples of the power of God. So who are you going to trust today? There is only one who is really worthy of being trusted. Only one who has proven himself to be reliable in every situation. Trust in the Lord. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we thank you that you are worthy to be trusted. Lord, when we are tempted to think of trusting something other than you, remind us of your faithfulness. Lord, help us to see the unworthiness of all others. Help us to trust in you completely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, trust the Lord all weekend, and I'll see you again on Monday morning. And until then, Brother Mark signing off.